Welcome to the Secret Sauce of Outsourcing podcast that's dedicated to making you better at outsourcing. This is episode 386, An Online Job Made My Dreams Come True. So a couple episodes ago, I talked about telling stories, and I was going to tell stories of employers who are succeeding and of people in the Philippines who are changing their lives, and today is one of those days. So Jay is an OFS. He's in the Philippines. Growing up, he didn't have enough food to eat. His mom had to make the decision between paying for his education and eating. Which do you think she chose? Oh, she chose his education, knowing that was the only way out. And unfortunately, this situation isn't uncommon in the Philippines. What's uncommon is how Jay broke the cycle of poverty. Now, he's a really talented dude. He's really talented with music. In fact, the music you're going to hear in this, Jay composed and played. If you're watching this on YouTube, you're going to see the video. If you're listening to this on the podcast, you're only going to hear it, but his story is really, really cool.
How important is music in your life?
Music is like color. If there is no music, there's no color. When I'm not working, I play guitars and do woodworking. Hi, this is my one of the creation, my working desk. It is made by Treeport Marine Plywood. So I made this stove tattoo made of Treeport Marine Plywood. So I laminated it. And this one too either, it's a modular cabinet. It gives emotion. Every act, when you feel sad, you listen to music. You feel happy, you listen to music. Having no music in a video is like very tasteless food. Hi, I'm JJ Psycho, 32 years old, from Santo Tomas, Batangas. I'm an online Filipino specialist working as a video editor. I'm doing it for 2 years now. I edit videos for Amazon seller, an investor, and a coach from Vancouver, Canada. I do long form and short form videos. For long form, I do his YouTube and his coaching course. For short form, I do TikTok and Reels. I grew up in a small town here in Batangas, in Talisay. It's very hard to live there. The electricity there is intermittent. When I was a kid, when I'm doing my assignment, I do it in the candlelight. I have 7 brothers, so total of 8. My mother is a housewife, and my father is in a metal company. He resigned he needs to be amputated because of the diabetes. He landed a job in a barangay, so he do a secretarial job. There was this time that we have no meat, even no rice. We just need to eat the vegetable from our garden. I need to take the exam. You cannot get the exam if you didn't pay the tuition. It's very hard for my mother and father to have that kind of money. That money can feed us, but instead, my mother gave it to me and said, you take that money, you take the exam. Don't worry about our food, we can survive. We only eat vegetables without rice so that I'll be able to pay for my tuition. As a student, I'm more of an average student. I prefer music, actually. Play in guitar, I do vocals before, and even drums. Growing up, I listened to punk music, Green Day, Blink-182. I want to be a musician, actually. I strive to be a musician. I learn how to play well. We have a band from third year to fourth year, then we practice almost every day. When I was college, I didn't pursue for being a musician. My family don't want me to pursue it because it's a waste of time for them. I took railway engineering instead. I am a train mechanic after I graduated. We do wheel measuring, changing oil, the gearbox of the train, fixing doors. At first, yeah, I love it because of the colleague and the friendship I built there. For the first 5 years, I was happy, but after a couple of years, I feel like I'm lost. Should I be there for my whole life? For me to be able to not to be sad. My girlfriend and I, we do traveling, hikings, and going to the beach. We scheduled it once a month. At first, I like filming, but I really didn't recognize I love editing it. Eventually, I decided to edit it so that I have a compilation of it, so that I won't miss the travel. Oh, I remember this video. It's kind of feeling very fascinating, creating a very wide variety of emotion using your video and your music. 2020 was a struggling year. March hits pandemic. Everything is in a halt. We cannot move. We cannot even go outside of the house. Working in a train line, we feel like we are the first face to face the people. April, they want us to report for the work. We are four in a team. Three of them is the first case in the COVID and they died. It makes me feel very unsafe. Me and my family actually decided to resign. And then after that, I decided to search for an online job that can sustain you. After 2 years of working, my wife and I and our boss got very close together. Our terms of endearment for him now is not boss, but it's coach. We call him coach. We're close because he includes us during his travel. He sent us pictures of him. He wanted to go here in the Philippines to meet us for a vacation with us. We actually acquired a house because of online jobs. First, I was dreaming of freedom of time, freedom of location. I can work anywhere, I can work anytime. Online jobs give me that dream come true.
So I just want to add, home ownership isn't just the American dream. We always talk about it as the American dream. You have your house and your car. Yeah, that's the Filipino dream too. And my guess is you've made dreams come true with the OFS that you have hired. If you haven't hired someone yet and you want to contribute to the world and contribute to your business and to your time and your freedom, onlinejobs.ph. It's so easy to hire someone amazing, someone like Jay.